Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Genesis Communications Network. Classic Metal Roofing Manufacturers of Decorative Metal Roofing and Accessories proudly presents the Cajun Contractor, the guru himself, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or just about anything that pertains to the home. Now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself, the host of the show, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
All right, we definitely want to thank you for staying with us. I am the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. This is the third and final hour of the best in home improvement information and education. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free, and we have a great third hour in store for you. We have some great experts that's ready to come on the show and help you, advise you, and guide you in anything that has to do with your home. At the bottom of the hour, we can have Donald Sinafton with Hurricane Window Fasteners talking about this fastener for covering windows and doors with plywood before a severe storm. As you know, we're approaching hurricane season, and this is a very unique window fastener. Really eliminates the need to damage your home by drilling these holes. So you definitely want to stay tuned and listen what Donald has to say. Also, our email of the week, which we're going to read at the last segment of the show, we have Alan from my affiliate, the Reggae in Alcoa, Tennessee, WBCR 1470, wants to replace vinyl flooring. Also, our poll question of the week, as you know, well, if you listened to the show last week, our poll question was, what is the most important thing in my home improvement project? And 7 of y'all called the show with price, 2 was quality, 1 had to do with service. Nobody said anything about energy efficiency. That was very surprising. 1 said about the completion time, and 8 of y'all called the show and said, hey, it's whatever my wife says. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue and extend it this week. My poll question is, what is the most important thing in my home improvement project? And if you call or participate, we're going to put your name in a drawing to win a copy of my book that's now available on my website. I will not get screwed by a home improvement contract. It's a $29.99 value, so make sure if you want to order it, it's on my website at hometalkusa.com. But if not, hey, you get a chance to win it. All you have to do is participate in my poll question. Again, our phone number here is 1-800-259-5791, Michael King at hometalkusa.com. And just shortly, we're going to have Mr. Jerry Hinberg. He is with the he's with the Technical Assessment Division of the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. We're going to be talking about the compliance code, the energy codes, and we're going to be talking about this. And I also invite you to check out our website. It's available to you 24/7, 365. Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. HometalkUSA.com is our website. We want to definitely invite you to check out our internet show. That's going to be this Monday from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. My live internet show. I'll be able to take guests, answer your calls, get your emails. But there's a catch. You must go to my website, hometalkusa.com. And it's going to be 24/7, 365. We're going to download a whole bunch of archive shows. I think we got like 50 shows already archived. So, matter of fact, if you go to my website right now and click, you can listen to the archive show right now. But we will be live, and I'll be behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone 7 to 10 Central Time every Monday night, and I'm looking forward to this. Now let's talk about this energy code. Louisiana is under the International Residential Code, and we're going to talk about the energy part of this. And again, Mr. Jerry Hinberg is with the Assessment Division, Technology Assessment Division of the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. Jerry, are you with me right now?
Yes, Michael, how are you doing?
Oh, we're having a great time, Jerry. I've been working you pretty hard today. You started my show earlier this morning on another show, and now you're going to finish up. And we're just trying to get you on all the networks I'm on and talk about this. We have a lot of cities tuning in Louisiana right now. We have Lafayette tuning in. We have in New Orleans, the Big Easy on WIST 690 tuning in right now. But, Jerry, let me start with this, I guess. Can you tell me how recently and concluded, say, this legislative session has affected my audience? And would it be harder or easier to comply with this energy code?
Yes, Michael, I'll be happy to. Let me start. I know that the majority of your listeners are concerned more with residential, and we all live in residential structures generally, but we all work in commercial, and we really have two separate divisions of energy codes. Under the commercial side, there's an act which has already been signed by the governor as recently as a week ago, and it upgrades the commercial code from ASHRAE standard 90.1-2001 up to 2004. This is a little bit unusual in that we really weren't given time, meaning the building industry wasn't given time to adjust to the changes. It's kind of hard to predict. I think they will probably be easier to comply with rather than more difficult. But those projects that are on the drawing boards right now are going to have to shift over to the new energy code in the commercial sector because the fire marshal has already started reviewing for this. And on the residential side of the commercial side, there's three-story or less residential buildings like low-rise apartment buildings that are also covered under this commercial energy code. And it's moved up to the IECC, the International Energy Conservation Code 2006. That's great because that's almost equivalent to the IRC, which deals with actual single-family and duplex houses. So that we're already familiar with. We've been working with that since January of this year. And there is a bill which will affect the residential considerably, although we deal primarily with energy. House Bill 704, which has gone through several different evolutions before it got to the point of going to the governor for signature, hadn't been signed yet, basically rolled back some of the wind load criteria to less stringent than it was in reaction to Katrina and Rita. It's gone back to the IRC 2003 just for the wind load charts. Of course, we're more interested in the energy side at DNR, and on the energy side, we're going to have a little bit of confusion that continues. There's been some clarity brought by this bill in trying to define who's going to be monitoring your compliance, our audience's compliance with this code. Basically, it's going to be up to the building officials in the individual towns and parishes, but of course, we have about 64 parishes and about 16 building officials at this point, so it's going to be difficult for everybody to be consistent. And another issue, in the original act that created our first energy code in history for residences, the electrical sections and the mechanical sections were omitted in that bill. And so consequently, there's some statements within Chapter 11 of the IRC, which is the energy chapter, that refer back to these mechanical sections on things such as duct sealing, which is critical. You don't want ducts to leak air into the attic spaces or, you know, especially the return or the supply ducts. And the other thing that it leaves some confusion about is Chapter 11 absolutely called for the use of manual J, which is kind of traditional in sizing air conditioners properly. Yet it refers to it in the mechanical section, and since that's been eliminated, what do people do? That's going to be a question that's going to linger for quite a while. Some may enforce it, and some may not. Let me say this about it. It is a great way to size a residential air conditioner, and in any building, particularly a residence where you're there almost 24 hours a day, or at least someone is, the worst thing you can do as far as energy efficiency is oversize that air conditioner. That'll make it cut on, cool down the house very quickly, and cut off before it has a chance to dehumidify, before it reaches its maximum efficiency, and so on. And there have actually been situations where a lot of damage has been caused to buildings, both commercial and residential, by oversized air conditioning.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. I apologize. We've got to take a short break. I'm on hard break here. Jerry Hinberg with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. This case contract, I'll be right back.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 28, 2007. Gold, 833.60 ounce. Gold coins could be purchased for $858.43, $423 for half, $211.50 for quarter. That's $858.43, $423, and $211.50. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against the cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as far will. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back to the best in home improvement broadcasting excellence. I am the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitution. If you want to jump right into the gumbo pot, my phone number is 1-800-259-5791, Michael King at HometalkUSA.com. And also, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Let us help you with your projects. I mean, your home improvement projects, your construction projects, your repair projects, and most importantly, anything that has to do with your home. Also, you will have complete access
to all our industry experts. All you have to do is go to hometalkusa.com. Our guest this segment, we're talking to Jerry Heinberg. He is with the technology division. What is called the Technology Assessment Division of the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources, talking about the energy code. And I apologize, Jerry, when you hear the music, they only got like maybe 30 seconds to get out. And I know we got a lot we got to talk about, and sometimes I got to cut you off. But we were talking about about the legislative session affecting our audience. But let me ask you this. When did Louisiana actually get that energy code?
Well, Michael, back in 1997, 10 years ago, the DOE, the Federal Department of Energy, mandated all of the states to create some kind of energy code, and the Louisiana legislature enacted the Commercial Building Energy Conservation Code. You may hear CBECC now and then, and that's what that is about. We didn't actually start enforcing it until 1999. In 98, we gave architects and engineers a chance to get used to it, and we began teaching the program that's basically a free program that's fairly easy to use to show compliance with it. And for the residential side, January of this year, not long ago, was the first time in history that we've had a residential energy code. And, of course, the goal is to help the homeowners, but it's also, if you take all of the businesses in the country and all of the homes in the country and reduce their energy 20-30%, then you've done a great job in trying to reduce the nation's reliance on foreign oil.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Now, who actually benefits from the energy code, though?
Well, actually, we all do, Michael.
Okay.
The primary benefit, of course, goes to the owner of the house, and that is seen once a month every time they go to the mailbox and get a utility bill. The improvements in the building code really don't cost that much additional to add to a house. The building code itself, though, the energy portion of it, is a minimum standard, and there are things that they can do well beyond that. But also, the owner benefits when he goes to resell that house. The IRC Chapter 11 calls for a sticker on the on or near the power panel that shows the energy features of that house. And for resale, that's going to be a boon compared to a duplicate home, the same home built before January 1st of 2007. And, of course, as I said, all of us benefit in the long run from having less sulfur and nitrogen oxides in the air that we breathe.
Yeah.
Whether one believes in, you know, global warming or not is not relevant to the quality of the air that we have to breathe. And as the homes reduce their energy and the buildings reduce their energy, the power plants have to use less fuel, which produces a lot of this pollution, to generate the electricity to furnish power to these structures.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Now, you know, me as a contractor, I do know that, you know, to meet the International Residential Code will increase the cost of a home somehow. Now, let me ask you this. Why would you be able to state that this is an improvement, though, if the cost of the home is going to increase?
Okay. We're talking about two sides of the question, okay? One is structural. And as a result of what happened back in Florida in 2003 and what happened to us in August of 2005 and shortly thereafter, the reaction was to increase the wind load compliance in the coastal zones, which is a natural, normal thing to do. The difference is that nobody was building to it or nobody was forced to build to it, and so you just simply trashed and damaged the house if you had a bad storm. Well, the IRC has many places that we don't particularly deal with in the structural improvements, like strapping of the plate to the rafters and strapping of the rafters at the ridge and strapping of the studs at the bottom plate and so on to keep the house from literally keeping the roof from blowing off and keeping the windows from blowing out and letting pressure build up inside and destroy the house. Well, the energy portions of the IRC in Chapter 11 deal with just increasing the insulation in the walls and the roof that are appropriate for our climate zone, and therefore the costs of those are nominal compared to the benefits. So for the energy portions, the cost-to-benefit ratio is almost immediately destined for a short payback, whereas the cost of the structural improvements, although critical in the long run, may never pay back or may pay back only when there is a bad storm, which could be 5 years, could be 10 years, who knows. So I say that the energy improvements is a no-brainer. It's something that helps all of us. It is going to save the owner money, and it's almost an immediate payback.
Well, let me ask you this. I've only got a couple minutes left. What is the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources, though, say, doing to help the public adjust to the fast-paced changes in the energy code, though? Because I tell you, it's a little confusing. It's a fast-paced thing. The International Residential Code snuck up on us. Now it's there. We have to abide by this code, and we have to build a more energy-efficient home, a home that has good indoor air quality, and a home that has a tremendous structural integrity. So what's going on down there? I know y'all working very hard. What y'all have on the board, or what's cooking down there?
Well, what we've been doing, Michael, since 1998, and I wasn't with DNR at that point in time. I was just practicing architecture, but I remember their classes on a program called ComCheck. It's a free program that deals with the commercial side, and it's generated by a laboratory in Washington State under DOE's auspices. And that program allows architects to very quickly and very easily demonstrate compliance. Well, obviously, there was no residential code at that time, so DNR continued teaching that for a good while, and then they paused for a while. In December of 2005, we took up the banner again, and I was with them, and we started teaching in Baton Rouge at LSU was the beginning session, and we made Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lake Charles, and Thibodeau, and that was before the Katrina hit. At that point, we paused to try to help with the recovery from Katrina and Rita, and we resumed teaching both ComCheck and ResCheck in Shreveport in January of this year, because for the first time we had the residential energy code, so we started teaching ComCheck and ResCheck. So far, we've made Shreveport, Ruston, Monroe, and Alexandria, and we'll be in Lafayette August the 8th, and then we'll go back to Lake Charles and New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Thibodeau and wind up with Mandeville. And in these seminars, we teach a two-hour session in the morning dealing with ResCheck, that is how to make your residents prove compliance to the building official. And in the afternoons, we continue with ComCheck, and that is basically something we've been doing since 98. Demonstrating to the fire marshal.
Good. When we come back, I'm out of time to get some information, but don't go nowhere. When we come back off a break, we'll get some information. Okay? Don't go anywhere, okay? This is Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. This is Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I'll be right back.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Building a handy camp wrap to make it skid-proof? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
There are a few ideas to make a deck surface skid-proof. One is to mix fine sand in the paint when painting the surface. The other is to stain it with some type of semi-transparent stain without the sand. But the one I prefer is to nail a thin quarter-inch cleats on the floor. Slant them on an angle for the water to drain. And remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com. We're talking to Jerry Heinberg right now with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. Jerry, I just ran out of time and I didn't get no contact information. Can you go ahead and if my listeners want to know a little bit more about the codes, or energy codes, or anything about the programs y'all doing, can you give us some information?
Sure, Michael. All they need to do is go to DNR, as in Department of Natural Resources, .la.gov/TAD, that's Technical Assessment Division. And there's a wealth of information on our website, including a schedule of the instruction programs that I mentioned for builders, building officials, architects, and engineers.
Well, great, Jerry. I tell you what, you did a fantastic job today, and tell all my group down there at the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources, Mitch Ridgeway and, you know, Buddy and all the groups down there, continue doing the fine job that they're doing, trying to put that information out there. And we definitely want to thank you for being on the show and giving up your Saturday evenings and mornings, to try to help out, educating us on these energy codes.
I'll be sure to tell them, Michael, I enjoyed it.
Great. Thank you very much. Jerry Heinberg, with the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources. And now I'd like to welcome to the show. His name is Donald Senefin. He is with Hurricane Wind and Fasteners Law. With the hurricane season around the corner, you definitely want to stay tuned with what this gentleman has to say. He figured out a way how you can secure your windows, your doors, your garage doors with this hurricane fasteners when you're cutting your plywood to make it easier so you're not damaging, you're not putting nails in your structure or damaging your structure. They're a manufacturer of these hurricane fasteners. Donald, are you with me right now?
Yes, I am. I'm happy to be on your show.
Donald Senefin?
Yes.
All right. We're trying to get Donald Senefin. He's with Hurricane. He's there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, Donald. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show again, my friend.
Glad to be there.
And I worked you pretty hard today, huh?
Pardon?
I said, I worked you pretty hard today, huh?
Oh, not bad.
Well, you've been on all my network shows, and I appreciate it. Well, let's talk about that. What are these hurricane window fasteners, and how actually do they work, though, Mr. Senefin?
Yeah, the hurricane window fasteners is what they're made out of is a piece of PVC plastic with two carriage bolts that fastens a fastener onto the plywood, and then it's got a bolt that you screw in to put pressure on both sides of it, and they held in under pressure. And that way they can't, the wind can't blow them from side to side, and they can't walk out of there like some of them does.
And it was the building. Okay, well, Dan, and that's the most important part I want to mention is that these window fasteners, I mean, I remember as a kid, I mean, you know, my grandfather and daddy would just have to go cut some wood and try to screw them, nail them on the wood, the plywood or whatever, and just doing all types of damage. But now it's done safe, it's done fast and quick. And what makes these window fasteners quick and fast, and how easy are they to put on and take off?
Well, you can put them on a pretty good-sized house after you have them mounted to the plywood. You know, when a storm comes, it's less than a half hour to do a whole house. It's just a matter of putting the plywood in the window, taking a screwdriver or a screw gun, and screwing in four bolts, and it's done.
And it's done. Okay. Let me ask you, have the window, the hurricane window fasteners been tested and approved, though?
Yes, they have. They were tested by the certified testing in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And they passed for Class 3 hurricane, and they met all the Florida standards with the suction and the pressure and the 2x4 cannon shot. And Florida's got the most rigid standards there is in hurricane. So if they pass Florida, they'll pass every state.
And how expensive they are. I mean,
that's the good thing about them. They're real reasonable. They come in a box of 8 fasteners, which is enough to do 2 windows, and they retail for $10 a box. And we've got a special on for your customers, for your listeners. If they say they was on the Michael King or heard it in the Michael King show, we'll pay all the shipping and handling. It'll just be a straight $10 a box.
That's amazing. So,
yeah, it takes about 2 boxes to do a 2 standard windows. Of course,
so
on the bigger things like a garage door, it takes about 26 fasteners for a double car garage door and about 16 for a standard garage door.
And so depending on how many.
Yes, go ahead.
So depending on how many windows you have, you can secure your house with these fasteners. $80 to $120, anywhere in that range.
Yes, easy. Yeah, like a sliding glass door, or French doors, they take 16 fasteners. And you can board up the whole house, windows, doors, and everything real easy. And but they once, like I say, once you get them mounted on the plywood, which is only 2 screws, you're home. You know, it doesn't take no time to put them in. It's actually minutes. Just a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, you can have a window in.
Well, I'll tell you what also was amazing is that, you know, I know we talk about securing your windows, but it's these big garage doors, because everybody knows that's the weakest link of what, you know, of a storm can actually cave in them garage doors and to try to protect your doors, because once your garage door goes, everything else is going to go. I mean, you're going to have some tremendous damage, but now you can secure these big garage doors with these fasteners, right?
Right. 80% of the roofs that's blown off is because the garage doors went first. When the garage
80%.
Doors... 80%. That's what the experts say. And when that garage door goes, the wind goes in, and then it pushes up on the roof, the ceiling and the roof. And all that needs to do is just raise that plywood a little bit, and a tremendous amount of wind going across the roof will take it up. As soon as it gets a bite under it, the roof is gone.
Hmm.
And then not only the garage roof, your whole house is going in, the whole house roof. And if the walls don't go in, the rain and the wind's going to ruin everything anyhow.
Well, Donna, what made you come up with this idea? I mean, from personal experience?
Yeah, we seen some other ones that wasn't working too good. They was coming out, so I tell my son-in-law about that. He says, well, if you can think of something better, do it. And that's how I come up with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's an alternative, because I need to tell you, Donald, you know, a lot of people can't afford, you know, colonial shutters and hurricane shutters and roll downs and accordions and all that You know, sometimes they, you know, this is an alternative that you can take. And I think you recommend, what, 3/4 inch plywood to do this, right?
Yeah, 3/4 inch plywood, nothing less than 1/2 inch anyhow. And
yeah,
garage doors or big doors, you want it 3/4 inch.
Donovan, don't go anywhere. We're talking to Donald Senefin. He's with Hurricane Window Fasteners. This is the Cajun Contractor here. I'm live right now on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I will be right back after we hear from our great sponsors. Please don't go nowhere.
Repeat after me. I will not get screwed by a home improvement contractor. Hi there. This is Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, host of Home Talk. Did you know that the Better Business Bureau estimates that 1 out of 4 of you will file complaints with their agency? So how can you protect yourself? Well, I have the answer. I've written a book called I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor. It's a step-by-step guide on your next home improvement project. In the book, I can take you through all the steps you need to know in dealing with the contractor, from the time he knocks on the door to the time you put your name on the contract. You can order my book today for only $29.99. That's right, $29.99 at HomeTalkUSA.com or by phone, 866-766-4426. That's 866-766-4426. And as a special bonus, I will personally be available to you live on the Internet to help you. So don't become a victim and order my book today.
Make sure you pick up your copy of I Will Not Get Screwed by a Home Improvement Contractor today. They're selling out fast, so make sure you get your hands on one.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, welcome back. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791 if you want to jump right into the gumbo pot with a question or comment from me or my guest, Michael King, at HomeTalkUSA.com. Always, we do invite you to check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. Also want to mention, this Monday night, that's right, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time, we're going to be unveiling our Internet live Internet show. We're going to be breaking new grounds. That's right, doing a live Internet show. I'll have expert guests. I'll have phone calls. You can call me. I'll be answering your email calls. And, look, I'm excited. So tune in
live every Monday from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. But there's a catch. You must go to my website at hometalkusa.com. You can click there, and you can listen to the show. Also, we're going to be available 24/7, 365. I've already downloaded about 50 archived shows, some of the best shows that we've did here at Home Talk. You can catch it all during the week. We're going to update these archive shows. They're live right now. If you go to my website and click the listen button, you can listen to the show right now. But I will be live behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone every Monday, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. Our guest today, we're talking to Donald Sennison. He's with Hurricane Wind the Fasteners, talking about this hurricane fastener to really help you secure your home with the plywood instead of nailing and destroying your home. I've seen these fasteners. They work. They're quick. Donald, we have a phone call right now. One of my favorite listeners, he's always calling in pretty much on clockwork every Saturday. We have Matthew from Metairie. Matthew, welcome to the show again. How you doing, my friend, this week?
Hi there. How are you?
We're hanging in, Matthew. What's going on?
Well, actually, I called about a completely different topic. You were talking about mortgages, and I got a guy that I'm working with.
Okay.
And, he worked with me at the same job site. His mortgage company is trying to foreclose on him because they say his house has been abandoned. Even though he's been making all of his payments, they started repairs. You know, he's run out of money, and so he's waiting on the road home wet, road home hard and put up wet program.
Okay.
And so he was wondering who the heck he can contact. And I remember you had somebody on named Julie Eisner. Was that her name?
Yeah, Julie Eisner with Mortgage Education. Matter of fact, you want to write her phone number down right quick?
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to write it down on my sawhorses. All righty.
All right.
0565.
Give her a call, Matthew. Thank you for calling.
You're
let me know how it works out. Let me know how it works out. Okay, let's get back to Donald Sennison with Hurricane Wind the Fan is down. You still with me? Donald?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. You still with me? Great. Okay. Glad to take care of that phone call. And but let me ask you this. What are the uses you have for that hurricane fastener, Donald?
Well, they're good for burnout buildings or for buildings that have been vandal or even buildings that's under construction that you don't want the vandals to get in. It's a fast way to put up plywood. A contractor could carry two or three boxes of them in his truck, and he'd be surprised at the ways he could use them. For vacation homes that sit empty for a long time, that's an excellent way to board them up and stop the vandals and thieves from getting in them. And then, like I say, the burnout homes is a big thing, because if you want to board up a building, you don't want to ruin the walls any more than they are. You just put the hurricane window fasteners on them.
Well, how much you said they cost again?
They cost $10 for a box of eight. And we'll pay the shipping and handling because they're watching your show. And you can get a hold of our website. It's hurricanewindowfastener.com.
Hurricanewindowfastener.com.
Yes. Or call 941-755-4339. And if they go to their local hardware store or home center or lumber companies, ask them if they got them. If they don't have them, ask them why.
That's right. Ask them why. It's like with this radio show. If your city or your radio station is not carrying the best in home improvement information, Home Talk with the Cajon contractor, Michael King, like you said, Donald, you want to know why.
That's right. But that number again is 941-755-4339.
Well, Donald, everybody asks me, Michael King, why do you do all these home shows? Why are you always on the road? Well, that's the reason why, Donald. I had a chance to meet you at the National Hardware Show in Orlando
about 3 or 4 months ago, and I always look for products and technologies for my listeners, specifically when we're down here in the Gulf Coast area, which we're prone to hurricanes. I know the problems in putting up boards and houses and the destruction that nails and screws can do, windows and doors. I know how long it takes. I know the security itself, how durable in, trying to do this. So, Donald, we definitely want to thank you for being on the show. And, man, we're going to try to get you back on in a month or so. And keep us posted what's going on down there at Window Fasteners, okay?
Okay. I appreciate the opportunity being on there.
Great. Donaldson F. and Hurricane Window Fasteners. Make sure you check them out. When we come back, we got an email replacing vinyl flooring from Allen. This is the Cajun Contractor. This is Home Talk. I'll be right back.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use low E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with low E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
We're pretty much wrapping up this segment of Home Talk. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. Let's get to this email right quick from Alan from my affiliate WBCR 1470 in Alcoa, Tennessee. Wants to know about replacing vinyl flooring. Alan, his question to the Cajun Contractor was, "I would like to replace sheet vinyl floor glued to 3/4-inch plywood in my house. Some pros would put a new layer right on top.
But this would raise the floor level and require thresholds and doorways, which my wife would not rather have. Other pros would lay it down thin plywood, then the new vinyl. Still other would take up the old vinyl and put down new. What is the best way without spending too much money? Alan, the least expensive way is to lay the new vinyl over the old. No fuss, no bother. You can consider the thresholds and doorways as decorative additions. Putting down thin plywood is not necessary, in my opinion. Here's my idea for a be-all, end-all solution that will look and work terrific. What I would do is have a professional tiller put down a bed of mortar. And then what I would do is put down the big ceramic tiles with thin set mortar. If you opt for, say, ceramic, it's very amazing and easy to clean, but make sure you pick a color you can live with because the floor is permanent. The floor can take added weight, but the threshold will be needed. But marble thresholds would be an extra touch of elegance. And that comes from my affiliate, Alan. I hope this helped you out about replacing vinyl flooring. This comes through our affiliate in Alcoa, Tennessee, WBCR 1470. And if you have an email request for the Cajun contractor, Michael King, my email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. I also want to mention that this show is rebroadcast every Sunday morning from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time right here on GCNLive.com. I also invite you to check out our cable show. You'll be down in the Big Easy in the Gulf Coast area every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10 o'clock on Cox 10. That's the Cox Communication Network. And also, my book is now available on the website. So if you don't want to get screwed by a home improvement contractor, I tell you, it's $29.99, available on my website. I can walk you from the start to the finish. I can tell you how to locate a contractor, qualify a contractor, the things you need to know about the meeting, the presentation, the home improvement contract itself, the various home improvement projects. Do yourself a favor, $29.99. Go to my website, hometalkusa.com. And if you don't trust the website, we do take your phone orders at 866-766-4426. That's 866-766-4426. Do not become a victim of home improvement fraud. And finally, hey, I hope you join me on my internet show Monday, 7 to 10 o'clock Central Time. That's at night. Go to hometalkusa.com. That's my cue. I'm out of here. And always remember, tout en engagé et la toi. La laissez, ne sur qu'en toi. That means always hire a state licensed contractor. Till next week, God bless. See ya.
Mold and mildew have become one of the greatest environmental health issues of our decade. Countless homes and businesses have been affected by moisture problems. NORMI is the National Organization of Remediators and Mold Inspectors, and your area needs more mold inspectors right now. If you or someone you know is looking to start a new career or simply work part-time, call NORMI today at 1-800-419-0539 or log on to www.besttrainingschool.com for detailed information. 800-419-0539. NORMI, training for the 21st century.
Storable food.